Elevation Church relies heavily on technology to beam the sermons of its charismatic young founder, Stephen Furtick, to some 11,000 followers in mostly rented auditoriums around the region. But the church's three South Charlotte locations are now overcrowded, as Furtick explained to worshipers in launching a campaign to raise money for the expansion last fall.
We're going to build a 1,500-seat auditorium off of 521 in addition to our Blakeney location and make some more room for some more people to meet Jesus. Does that sound good to anybody? That's cool. And I hope you're clapping that loud when I tell you how much it's going to cost.
$20 million is the reported cost for Elevation's Ballantyne expansion, which will also include a three-story office building for administrative staff and broadcast facilities. The church reports raising $7 million last year to buy the 21-acre Ballantyne property and the Old Palace Theater in Cornelius, which it plans to renovate. Church contributions by Elevation members last year were close to $400,000 a week. The Ballantyne expansion requires Charlotte City Council approval because the location is currently zoned for multifamily residential use. Half a dozen neighbors attended a community meeting last month to voice concerns about the traffic impact Sunday worship would have on Lancaster Highway and 521. But, notes one resident, a megachurch is probably better for neighbors than the traffic associated with 600 apartments, which is what the property is currently zoned to accommodate. A public hearing on that rezoning is scheduled for tonight at 6 o'clock at Charlotte City Hall. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.